Dreamscape Lore presents The Long Haul, Pursuit of Hope, written by Lena Gibson. Read for you by Rusty Miwa, Angelina Roca.
Pursuit of Hope. Chapter 1. Elsa plus Walker. There used to be a city here. Several, in fact. They'd hugged the narrow edge before the mountains north and south of Salt Lake City, with a combined population of over 2 million. While Elsa could imagine brick buildings and shops, she couldn't fathom the idea of so many people. With 70,000 inhabitants, Utah was one of the most populated areas remaining in what had once been America. Elsa had once seen a map from the early 21st century, cities and towns bleeding together in continuous dots. Nothing like Salt Lake City and the outlying scattered farms of the present. For all the space in this sparse land, there were too many people on this particular farm. At least one too many. The five occupants tripped over each other daily. Everyone was used to being solitary. Elsa glanced toward the house, relieved for the current peace outdoors. Walker and Hayden, brothers by choice who'd traveled together for 8 years, weren't on the best of terms. Plus, Elsa would rather be on the road than stuck here, impotent to move forward with her plans. She clenched her jaw. Everyone might get along better without so much time in a confined space, but it wasn't safe to wander off the Dawson farm. Elsa scanned the landscape for the 100th time today. The limitless sky seemed immense and made her skin crawl. The plains were exposed with nowhere to hide. She always worked with her back to the solid mountain range, which stood like a fortress, guarding that approach, allowing her to focus westward. The idea that she might be taken by Green Corps and sent south haunted her daylight hours. Without the view, she felt trapped, so she always volunteered for outdoor chores. She crunched a chunk of dry soil that turned to powder between her dusty hands and stood to stretch the cramped muscles in her back. Rotating her sore shoulder, she grimaced at the lingering pain from her fight with Jace. Taking a break from gardening, she stared at the empty countryside with a sigh. Dust motes floating in the air shimmered in the intense afternoon sun, making everywhere that wasn't irrigated parched, dry, and dull. Too much like SoCal, but brown instead of gray. She'd escaped the heat, but she couldn't escape the heat. On the other hand, working with her hands and growing things instead of scavenging the old trash seemed worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?